B-Pod Studios.
From the Union is on the Comcast Business Hotline Beyond Fast. Jimmy!
Anthony, how are you? Thanks for having me on, man. Hope the family's safe and healthy during the this crazy time, and thanks for keeping Philly entertained right now in the tough time.
Brother, I know. It's tough. Take us through your life. Like, give us the window, because of all the great sports people in this town, you are more like us than anyone.
Yeah, look, I'm right in Queen Village, so obviously it's a little eerie. Walk out of the street are closed down, so that part is difficult. I know them with that. I literally walked off the practice field. If you rewind a couple weeks back when this started, we were preparing for our home opener at Subaru Park, and you get the news that that we're not going to be playing tomorrow, and you don't realize how serious things are. We literally walked our players off the field, and then we're in quarantine like everybody else now. So it's kind of surreal times right now. Nobody really knows where this pathway is going, but I think as Philadelphians, we make the most of it and try to find some positives in this difficult time for sure.
First of all, from a league standpoint, are you hearing anything, any plans, any batting around any ideas?
Similar to baseball, similar to the NBA, where there's ideas that are getting thrown around, but nothing is concrete. I think until there's testing available first and foremost for the people that are in real need, and are in real dangerous situations. I think that's the key. So again, sports are important, but the priority right now is for everyone to be healthy. But I think that we're following the ideas of, once the testing is available for everybody and we can do it in a safe way and follow protocol, we can eventually maybe move to different locations in the country, have a bunch of teams there, play some games. Because I think right now, too, it would be great for all the fans who are itching for some sports, whether it's to get baseball going, to get the NBA going, MLS soccer as well. So, I think it'd be a good first step back to kind of the healing process and the recovery. I think sports are a good thing that bring people together. And gosh, the ratings would be through the roof right now, man.
People are
itching to watch stuff.
That's right. Sure. I mean, oh my, we'd be all over it. What are you talking to the kids? Like, how often are you talking to your players?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we, Zoom has come in handy, I think, in the different video conferences that we have. So our guys are on, individually, they get a fitness regimen every day. That's daily. They're hitting it two times a day on that. And our sports performance department does a great job with that. But now we'll jump into little Zoom calls with our coaches and our players, and we break it down by position where we have defenders in one group, midfielders, and then attackers. And we'll talk through different opponents that'll be coming up during the course of the year once we get going again, little things we can improve on from last year. So we're staying busy. I think the other cool part that comes up and it is you're connecting with different coaches, and even in different sports and sharing ideas right now. And I'm talking to younger coaches, maybe at the college level or pro level. And it's a time to stay busy, but also it's unique, I think, for everybody.
No, it is. We're talking to Jim Curtin on the Comcast Business Hotline. Jimmy, I'm curious about the players because staying in shape. It's not like a lot of those kids have the LeBron full court in the backyard. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not like you got a pitch in the backyard and you go do whatever you want. What are the guys doing? Like, give me some examples of how they're keeping in shape and how they're making the skills not atrophy.
Yeah, that's a great point, too. Look, our sport it's played in a 120-yard field. You need 11 teammates on your team. So, again, it's a lot different in terms of the individual work you can do. So, you can do a little bit of technical ball work and that kind of thing and stay sharp. But our biggest thing right now is that I'm pushing, and our competitive advantage when we come back will be our fitness level. So the guys are really hitting that part hard. That is the one thing. I think with all athletes, when we do come back, there's going to be a little level of rust when we return.
Yeah.
So the one thing you can control, and this would be the same for the NBA guys, is how in shape you are when this thing restarts. That's a real competitive advantage for teams, and we're pushing that hard, that really hard right now. Look, I have Gosh, I have kids from 12 different countries on my roster, age 16 through 35. So some don't speak English, you know, and we have different ways of communicating. So, you know, it's a challenge. Look, first and foremost was connecting with them on the human level,
sure.
Calling them, talking to them, trying to provide as much support as possible. You know, we have a young boy, for example, from Venezuela who's here by himself. He's out in the King of Prussia area no one helping him. You know what I mean? So, it's tough, man. So I think these situations, we try to all stick together, help each other out. And like I said, get through it. And again, trying to find some positive.
I mean, that's fascinating. From the union, Jim Curtin with us on the Comcast Business Hotline. That's, it was one of my questions that I was going to ask you is the international piece. Because of how we're all dealing with social distancing and shutdowns, it's not like it everywhere. And you got a kid like what's a 16-year-old kid from Venezuela? Is he by himself? Is somebody with him? Like how's he living?
Yeah, the league protocol now has allowed us to have. Initially, it was they had to stay in the Philly area, so now. They've allowed, you know, through a very strict protocol, we petitioned them, and we're allowed to have him go down to Miami where he does have some relatives, where his agent is, so he could connect with them. So, you know, each case is different. And again, we have kids from all over the place and, you know, puts things in perspective because here I am sitting here, at least I'm in here with my three kids and my wife and we can, you know, we have slow days for sure, but we can all get together and interact and eat food and right. You know, watch Netflix or whatever it is. But some of these kids, you know, and I'm sure the Phillies are in the same boat. They come to this country, they're in a new environment, they've finally made it as a pro athlete, and they love being here. And then all of a sudden, it was just a shutdown, which is it's unique for everybody. But you know, I think it gets multiplied by a hundredfold for a kid like this in a new experience. So we have a lot of those little cases that we're trying to navigate the best we can until things get back to normal.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, no, it's so interesting. What do you, as a coach, what do you believe is the best tool for their continued fitness? Like, you want to be the best fitness team in the league. Now, is it running every day? Is it pile up mileage? What do you expect them to do?
Yeah, so our sports performance department has an individual plan for each guy. So, for example, obviously our goalkeeper goes through certainly a different workout than our midfielders. And just for reference for people out there, you know, our guys, our top end, you know, in terms of athletes and the sprinting that they do, they'll run 4.440. So, again, these are real athletes. They can fly, some of them. And then, you know, our midfielders cover – at sometimes 10 and a half miles per game. So they're running a lot.
The best conditioned athlete in any sport are your guys. I mean,
we're in good shape. But listen, I'd still argue the best athletes for me, still probably NBA, you know, just where you could probably plug a lot of them in different sports and they could seamlessly transition. But our guys, in terms of physically fit, I would agree with you. They're up there. It's a different kind of fitness, though. You know, hockey does it in short bursts where they have to be fit for 45 seconds, whereas our guys, it's kind of a longer cardiovascular stamina that they have to build. Some of our guys have, have the means to buy, for example, a Peloton bike. We have a bunch of them that have purchased those, and they can go through classes, and we're pushing them in that regard. There's these Woodway treadmills. If you do see some of those, I mean, put that into Google. Some of them are about 20 grand. So, again, some of our guys have the means to do it, and they've purchased them. Others, some of our younger guys, the rookies that are on the lower contracts, have to get creative with their way. So it's a learning experience for everybody, but everything that we're doing right now is individually based. And, look, they don't have access maybe to the weight room and all the beautiful things we have at our facility over by Subaru Park, but they do have access to all the body weight stuff. You know, again, my guys don't lift weights to get kind of the beach muscles and look big. They're more just core strengthening and going through that. And they can push it pretty hard. I could email you some of the workouts and you can try and pop through on them if you want.
I like it. I love it, man. That's a great idea.
It's tough. It's tougher than people.
Oh, my God.
It's tougher than people think. We actually did a Zoom call the other day, and I threw out the idea of having just a random fan jump into one of our guys' workouts to see it.
60 seconds.
They love the idea, but then the liability side, we can't have someone dying on the other end of a Zoom call. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll be dead in 45 seconds. I try to do my morning jog, which is more of a morning jog / walk. And that's the only thing let alone what you guys do. It's ridiculous. God bless you guys.
You need that. That's good. Staying active is important right now, especially just for everybody. Peace of mind to get out and get some fresh air every once in a while in a safe way is important.
Yeah, man. How are you doing as a dad? You and I, we both know the challenge of small children.
Yeah.
And keeping them quarantined. How you handle that, brother?
No appreciation for teachers, that's for sure. No, I always had an appreciation for teachers, but I think it's gone up significantly. You know, I just got done going through some you know, reading comprehension and bar graphs and line graphs with the kids, and yeah, it's not easy, but it's been you know, fun just to have this much time. Look, as a coach, I'm usually gone before they wake up in most instances, so I've really valued that part of things and spending time with them. But the teaching part of things is a challenge, man, keeping them busy every day.
Right.
I'm breaking them into the movies, trying to throw some old school movies at them. They actually, The Naked Gun held up. I was happy with that. And then, you know, a movie like Spaceballs was a total bomb that just didn't hit. So, you know, you never know.
You know,
different generations.
I did the same thing right there. I swear to God. So I had him doing... Indiana Jones worked.
They liked Indiana
Jones. My boys liked that one.
Yeah.
They loved Sandlot, so that was good.
Oh, great one. Yeah.
They liked Kicking and Screaming. They liked that one. Of course, I have a kid named Massimo. And,
nice. He's in there, yeah.
He's in the movie, so that was cool. So it's funny. I've been doing the whole thing. They like Rocky up until a point, but they only like the fight scenes.
The fight parts. They like the action.
They check out on the rest of the movie.
The love story is garbage in that anyway. Let's move on to the real stuff.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. Hey, real quick. We you're a sportsman. You've always been. You're from the area. You are a guy that understands the role of sports in society. I got a buddy of mine, Joe, right? And he sends me a note, and he says, since I was 8 years old, sports has been a big part of my life. They create a rhythm, much like the drums and bass in a band. The daily games, the stats, the storylines, one sport wrapping up, another kicking off. It's been there since I was a child. And that the idea of them existing provided a blanket of normalcy. And without it, it's kind of disturbing. And he said, you know, I didn't realize how much I miss it until it's been gone.
Wow, that's well written, actually. that's really well said and well written. I agree, man. You know, I think all of us, as we grew up in this area, you know, you relate certain seasons and times of your life to certain players and guys you looked up to and emulated. And, you know, you just knew one sport blended into the next, and it was always a time for a new fresh start for a new team. And I can hear you guys already, you know, this morning talking about Ruggs. Is it Ruggs? Is Ruggs the guy? You know, you just do the simple thing, take the Alabama, trade up and get the Alabama kid. These are the things that, like, drive Philadelphians, you know, and it keeps us going in a tough time. God, I wish I could say it as well as your buddy did there, but that,
that sums us up. It's beautiful, man. You did, and I know you'll be watching the draft. You're a sportsman. Wide receiver, you with me, Jimmy?
I think usually wide receivers scare me because they kind of tend to be the divas. And I wouldn't touch a guy like, you know, you hear all the trade rumors right now with Odell Beckham. I would steer clear of an older wide receiver that could be a pain in the butt in the locker room. But a 21-year-old from Alabama, the Ruggs kid, I like too. I don't know exactly what you'd have to give up to move up there, but he's special. And again, I love the idea that he's at a big program. You know, you don't overcomplicate it and you just say, take a stud athlete with this one and don't go with the tight end nobody knows about or an offensive lineman that's kind of a boring one. You know, I think right now, I think the fans would jump on the excitement that a wide receiver would bring to this offense because it's I like the team. You know, I do like the team, and I hope Carson has a big year for us. But wide receiver would help him a lot right now, for sure.
That's awesome. Well, I tell you one thing. We want our union back. So yeah. We got to get that going, hopefully soon. Do me a favor, Jimmy, if you hear something, please get, you know, let me know, man. We'd love to talk about it and get pumped up for the reboot.
Thank you very much, man, and thanks for having me, and everybody stay safe. And, you know, once things get going down at Subaru Park, I'd encourage everybody to come out and watch us play. It's an exciting young team. We're rich and ready to go, and we're on hold right now, but we know the place will be electric once we get going again. Thanks a lot, guys. Hey,
amen, bro. Listen, God bless the family, Jimmy.
All right. Stay safe. You too.
See you, brother. There he is, Jim Curtin.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.